At UMD recently, an interesting event held called Kiss the Mirror. It was an event to promote the idea of self-image, social media, and self-love, things that don't always go together, in an effort to try to change that a little bit. The group watched a TED Talk. They had small group discussions, and it was open to everybody, students, staff, faculty, and community members, and it was a part of National Eating Disorders Awareness Week. Jean Barabutenis is the director of counseling at UMD. She joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more. Hey, Jean, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Lisa.
So what was the TED Talk that you all watched?
Well, it was a TED Talk that was done by a woman named Megan Ramsey, and she is the Dove Self-Esteem. She works for the Dove Self-Esteem Project, and she identifies herself as an ambassador for girls' confidence.
That must have been quite a talk, that TED Talk series. Boy, when you find one or two that really resonate with you, they really get you going. Can you kind of sum up her message to people?
Sure. It was a short but very powerful powerful video, and I would encourage any of the listeners to watch the TED Talk. It's called Why Thinking You're Ugly Is Not Good for You. And we called the event Kiss the Mirror because she starts out in the middle or the beginning of the interview talking about watching her 1-year-old niece and how much joy she gets from her own reflection in the mirror.
Little kids do that, don't they?
They do.
You can remember being a little kid and kissing the mirror. I love you. Mwah.
Exactly. And she talked about, reflecting after watching her, what happens? What happens?
What does happen, Jean?
Well, basically what she talked about, and she gave a lot of research that they've done on the Dove Self-Esteem Project about the impact of social media, the impact of culture, teasing and bullying, talking about appearance, media culture, competing and comparing looks, becoming so much the focus for young people that they've sort of lost confidence in other really important areas of their lives, like academics and sports. And
being able to learn skills that you might want to learn, and I'm thinking about makeup, for example, because that was something that I guess I have noticed out of my own experience. You can go online and you can find these tutorials and you can learn to do your makeup like a pro. But I guess I saw so much during the years my daughter was growing up, this just obsession with makeup and skills and how you do this and how you do that. And we were teenage girls and we were vain and we wanted to look nice and we wore makeup. But this just obsession with it, it bothered me a little bit. It's like, really? Isn't there anything else that you could be spending your time doing or any other skills that you might want to learn?
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of the things that she talked about and what we talked about around the tables at the event was about, what are some ways to change the culture and how can we educate young women and also young men? There was some discussion about that at the event as well, about how to educate for body confidence and how we can be better role models in terms of recognizing their important contributions that they bring that don't have anything to do with what they look like or how much they weigh or whether or not they can do a good job putting on their makeup.
Exactly. Realistically, is there a way that we can fight this barrage of messages about how we need to look, what we need to weigh, how we need to look? We can talk about being supportive of our daughters and our sons, and we can say these things, and then we can turn around and look in the mirror and go, oh, my God, I've got to lose 10 pounds.
Exactly.
But can we do this? Is there a way to combat these messages or should we just throw up our hands and say, give up?
Well, I believe there is, and I believe that the more that we have conversations, like the one that we had on March 1st, is that it sort of gives the opportunity to open up your eyes to sort of get a sense of what are the messages that we're saying in front of our children. We can tell them that we think they're beautiful and this, that, or the other thing doesn't matter, but if they observe us over and over again being self-critical and commenting on how we look or how other people look, that sends a pretty strong message. So that's the part about, you know, being a better role model, and both by what, you know, what we pay attention to and how we treat ourselves and one another.
The event was organized and was aligned with National Eating Disorders Awareness Week, and notoriously, eating disorders can be very tricky to treat. They can be very complex to treat. They can be very hard to battle. If somebody is worried that maybe their friend's obsession with, you know, losing a couple of pounds is starting to go in an unhealthy direction, what are some recommendations that you have?
Oh, I guess what I would say is if somebody is concerned about someone, to share your concerns, you know, and sort of just saying, you know, like, I'm noticing that you're being really hard on yourself. I'm noticing that you're not eating. I'm noticing that you're not joining us for certain events. So just being very specific. And, you know, those can be hard conversations to have. But there's a lot of information online through the National Eating Disorder Association, or NEDA, about how to talk to people that you might be concerned about, and to just be willing to have the conversation. Hey, I care about you, and it seems like you're struggling right now.
You know, the older I get, the more I think that, and of course, like, teachers are not burdened enough, but the more I think that there almost ought to be classes as we go through school teaching us how to have hard conversations. Because the older I get, the more I realize that so many things demand conversations with nuance, with tact, with listening, knowing when to hold firm, knowing when to give. And we just don't have any training in how to have all these difficult conversations that we need to have. And maybe if we had the training, they wouldn't be so difficult.
And I think, you know, I think what's the most important thing is just that the message is there, that I'm taking the time because I care about you. It's difficult because we tend to be conflict avoidant, but it's not even so much how you say something isn't as important as the fact that you are seeing and recognizing and caring enough to engage in a what can sometimes be an uncomfortable situation with somebody you care about.
To say, I'm going to step out of my Scandinavian comfort zone and talk about feelings because I'm worried about you, that
right.
should make an impression on a friend or a roommate or somebody you care about.
Right.
Jean, thank you so very much for taking some time to talk to us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Jean Baraboutenis this morning. She's the director of counseling at UMD. And here on campus recently, they held an event that was open to the entire community, as well as the campus community, called Kiss the Mirror.